So next, let's move on to matters arising. So is there any matters arising? Yes, I think that's a very important item, and I think it's actually very encouraging for us to see some progress on the Tsuen Wan waterfront. So in relation to that, the Harbour Office would like to update members on the progress of phase one of the Tsuen Wan waterfront enhancement project under this $500 million funding, and we will invite Rosalind to update us on the progress, please. Rosalind.
唔該曬主席嘅，咁阻大家少少時間啦。其實大家都會記得咧，海濱咧就政府不嬲都高度重視嘅。我哋而家手頭上咧就有兩個嘅預留嘅撥款，一個咧就係早期2017年喺 Policy Address 嗰度咧就留咗5億元去做一個海濱嘅優化項目。去到今年嗰個嘅財政預算案咧，進一步就有咗60億。咁呢個兩個嘅撥款之中咧，其實得呢個荃灣海濱呢個 project 咧，係同時間咧都係即係得到呢個嘅支持，咁凸顯咗呢個嘅 project 受到高度嘅重視。咁我今日咧就都希望咧即係少少時間，同大家匯報一啲嘅進展咁樣。可以簡介少少先啦，就係喺呢兩個5億同60億嘅撥款之中咧，其實佢哋係 cover 緊唔同嘅 stage、唔同嘅 area， 雖然都係呢個荃灣海濱。咁我今日就會集中講下嗰個5億，咁因為就雖然一年都未夠，但係咧嗰個進展咧都非常之係正面嘅咁。
好高興啦！咁就同大家匯報咧，就係喺各位嘅支持啦，同埋之前就喺主席嘅帶領啊，我哋落過去西嗰度睇啦，亦都係上過嚟就攞大家嘅意見啦，亦都係喺主席幫手安排喺香港大學又做咗一啲嘅交流咧。其實第一期嗰個嘅工程咧，已經喺9月中咧係正式開放咗俾市民去用噶啦。咁嗰度咧都有成120米嘅海濱嚟嘅。 咁呢120米嘅海濱究竟發生咗啲咩事呢？咁
係啦，咁其實就我哋因應咗就係話，我哋對於海濱都有一啲嘅願景嘅，點樣可以係以人為本地去設計啦，更加好咁咧就俾市民去親近嘅海濱咧？我哋雖然成個5億工程底下只係得3000萬嘅預算，但係我哋都咧就係物盡其用，將佢咧做得最多。雖然未夠一年啦，咁我哋都已經可以爭取到喺呢個9月中已經開放嗰個路段嗰度咧做咗5樣嘅工程。咁我之後 再詳細介紹啦。第一個咧就係我哋嗰個路面，路面咧左手邊咧就會見到係之前工程之前嗰個嘅狀況嚟嘅，會見到係比較窄啦，比較殘舊同埋混亂嘅。其中咧就係佢嗰個闊度只係得4.7米嘅啫，而嗰啲嘅路面咧係比較舊啦、 暗啦，同埋可能行起上嚟嘅時候咧，基於嗰個凹凸不平同埋嗰個顏色咧，係會冇咁舒服嘅。咁喺呢個新工程底下咧，首先就已經由4.7米嗰個路面嘅闊度咧擴闊到去5.2米，已經係有成即係一個 10% 咁多嘅啦，咁同埋咧會見到就係嗰啲嘅磚，唔單止係顏色上面有啲調配，其實佢係有含意嘅，係希望啲行人行嘅時候，隨住嗰個有唔同嘅顏色嗰個配搭咧和諧起嚟咧，嗰個感覺啊，同呢個天氣啊，對於呢個嘅熱度嗰個嘅變化配合咧，都會係舒服啲嘅。 咁點樣可以擴闊到成件事呢？就係將嗰啲嘅欄杆咧，其實亦都係推出咗去近海嗰邊。一咧就係路面可以擴闊到啦，而嗰個人咧，亦都可以係更加咧近嗰個水嘅。
咁第二樣啦，就喺個欄杆嘅設計，大家會睇到啦，喺左邊嗰度工程之前咧，嗰個欄杆嘅狀況唔太理想嘅，會係覺得佢比較殘破啦，殘破之餘咧，其實係比較混亂。你會見到佢可能前面又有啲欄杆，後面又有藍色嘅欄杆，係未必太過理想。佢可能欄杆有陣時係想防止啲人即係去某個位置，但係需唔需要量層咧？咁經過係即係同委員商量啊，就實地考察之後咧， 就做咗右手邊嗰個設計，右手邊個設計有啲咩特點呢？第一，大家會見到咧，中間嘅部分係喺度勾勾織出嚟嘅，其實係參考咗咧呢個荃灣區嗰個歷史係一個沙線嘅即係歷史背景啦。咁希望可以做到係一條線咁樣喺度屈曲嘅。咁呢個係一個歷史嘅設計啦。第二咧，其實 點樣等用家用嘅時候更加舒服咧？就係會見到嗰個上邊係加咗一啲嘅木條嘅。呢個木條咧可以係有兩個嘅作用。第一咧就係你會見到下圖其實都多咗市民去用，就係佢哋可以譬如無論係行過或者係見到伯伯右手邊咧係中意釣魚，係愛嚟枕手。咁枕手就容易咗之餘咧，因為佢嗰個素材咧係唔會辣手嘅。咁所以就係希望市民用嘅時候更加開心。咁我哋都好樂見啦，因為咁樣嘅改變真係會多咗人用咁。咁下一個啦，就係嗰個嘅泥巴嗰個設計。左手邊啊，會見到咧係仍然都係比較混亂啦。會係即係好凋零啊、破落啊咁，白色就係嗰啲嘅欄杆。唔單止視覺上唔好睇啦，整體嘅觀感唔好啦，甚至乎係對於後邊嗰啲嘅花草去生長咧，都係會有影響嘅。咁於是乎見到右手邊嗰度我哋做咗啲嘅新嘅設計。咁其實又係點呢？都係幾樣啦。都係一個參考咗荃灣嗰個沙線發展歷史嘅一個設計。呢度呢就係沿用咗一個布匹，平時一匹布如果係攤開嘅時候就會有啲嘅即係波浪啦，咁就一所以呢度係突顯咗個歷史。第二呢佢係一個除咗欄杆之外呢都係 serve 到一張凳咁樣嘅特色嘅。見到下低嗰幅圖呢其實係可以俾呢市民坐喺度之餘係多咗個背冰可以係挨嘅。咁所以就係將幾樣嘢呢就融化咗。而第三呢都係經諮詢各位啦同埋主席嘅意見之後呢，其實嗰啲用料方便顏色方面都是其實特登去找過，希望用一個自然的取材，就可以配合到後面那些花草，就不要說特登有一些比較人工化的顏色上去這樣。另外一個啦，就係咧換咗啲嘅燈柱。咁燈柱又發生咩事咧？見到左手邊個工程前個燈柱咧，其實係比較高嘅。佢歪歪倒倒一件事啦。佢高嗰度咧，其實係唔便利於咧，即係市民呢個位置咧就無論咩時間咧，都好多市民行嘅。但係咧，其實比較多嘅咧，就係啲一家大細，佢夜晚黑食完晚飯之後啦，都想去呢個荃灣海濱嗰度散下步。但係就好似左邊嗰個燈柱咁，佢係咧高到入去嗰啲樹叢裏面嘅。咁嗰啲燈光咧係未必咁容易透到出嚟，咁亦都唔係咁便利呢個市民去享用。但係新嗰個設計咧，就喺高度方面咧作出咗一個調整。咁都特登啦，同事就喺黃昏嘅時候去過一次，咁就見到嗰啲燈光咧係更加好咁樣透現咗出嚟，亦都可以體現到咧我哋喺發展海濱嘅時候以人為本嗰個嘅理念嘅。咁講完頭先啊，真係都好開心啦！即係第一期嘅工程就喺大家嘅領導之下，就終於可以正式係即係出台啦。咁就係俾市民去用嘅。咁但係我哋嘅工作唔會喺呢度咧就完成嘅。其實就即使淨係第一期咧，我哋都有剩翻一段嘅工作會做嘅。咁有啲咩嘅特點咧？咁頭先嗰度咧就因為要同依個嘅土木工程處，佢哋會有個單車徑嘅工程商配合啦。咁所以係我哋會做咗頭先嗰段先嘅，剩翻落嚟咧就會仲有600米嘅海濱。咁我哋咧應該咧就下個禮拜到就10月就會開始開工噶啦咁。咁就都會盡快嘅，就唔用平時一般嗰個工期嚟計㗎喇。我哋希望呢爭取到呢下年嘅下半年都係用即係大半年幾個月嘅時間呢就做埋佢，咁成個呢第一期嘅工程就會完成。咁喺呢個嘅即係第一期嘅下半個嘅工程裏面呢，除咗係會將頭先都即係一啲嘅理念會延伸落去之外呢，有一啲新嘅特色嘅，就係嗰度呢會有一段係冇欄杆嘅設計，咁就等市民可以進一步咁嘅親近呢個嘅海濱。另外呢就係會有一啲有蓋嘅座椅，因為即係坐嘅時候呢，無論係即係曬太陽啊各樣都好呢，都會更加係舒服嘅。咁亦都會增設一啲嘅草坪啦，同埋係一個健新的設施咁樣，咁係啦，報告係咁多。
Thank you， 唔該曬。I think all the designs, you know, have already been presented and discussed at previous meeting, and it has been very pleasing for us to see, you know, all these diagrams, all these designs has now been implemented. I also like to emphasize that, you know, during the entire process, especially working together with our task force members, many of them have already been to there. I mean, for us, at least 3 times or more, there has been a lot of hiccups, construction delays, and all this type of thing. But eventually, you know, with the help, also, you know, working together with the district councillor Lam Lam, has also been very helpful, and we have been able to achieve, you know, what we see right now. And obviously, Arch SD has been helping to deliver this phase one, and they will continue to help us for phase two. Yeah, so I also like to record a vote of thanks to them and to the team for working this out. So any comments from members about this Chin Wan Promenade? Ken, please.
唔該，主席。我想問咧，因為我有去睇過，其實亦都睇到前後個比較，即係當然好多嘢係 improve 咗嘅，但係唯一就係因為擴闊咗嗰條路，其實你見到原本好多樹嘅 shading 咧，其實係冇咗嘅。咁即係譬如好似依度咁，凳後面其實都冇乜 shading， 即係長遠會唔會即係考慮一下喺 within 花槽入邊仲係咪有一啲位可以種翻啲樹去 create 翻嗰個 shading 咧？唔該，主席。
Thank you， 我呢個絕對同意，可唔可以我哋拎翻去係咯，睇下可唔可以 consider 嗰個 situation 啊，係嘛？阿 Rosalyn。
好，其實絕對唔需要擔心嘅，因為咧就我哋係頭先講過會同 CDD 嗰個嘅即係單車徑嘅工程咧就相互一齊去夾住處理嘅。咁其實因為我哋想爭取咧就開咗俾市民先，其實咧即使呢個 1A 嘅路段咧係有進一步嘅美化工程可以處理到嘅，包括埋嗰啲樹同埋加 shadings 嘅，係啦，咁係可以處理嘅。
阿 Ken 可能你熟嗰度咧，因為後面嗰度咧，而家 CDD 起緊單車徑咧，都幾混亂。咁嗰陣時我哋出手去都話咧，即係完成咗單車徑之後咧，咁就中間呢個就即係再可以做埋我哋嗰啲美化，補翻啲樹咁啊。但係呢個係 good point， 我哋一定要 follow 好嘛？好 ，thank you。Paul。
Yeah， first of all， these fences， can LCSD do them in my district too？ Replacing all these plastic trellises with these。With these seats, I think that is beautiful, and it's very practical. In terms, I'd like to just point out some minor issues that I see as this progresses, and it maybe can become part of whatever the guidelines are when we do design in the future. We haven't added any lights at the landing steps, so nighttime landing on the landing step. I don't think there is any light added there specifically to.Light up the landing steps. So maybe that in the future, whenever we have waterfronts with landing steps, we can seats, lighting, shade, or cover could be considered, but at a minimum, lights. The other one is I saw the wooden handle. In some areas, we have support for the fishing. I'm not sure we're doing support for the fishermen here. Again,I know that we went specifically at some locations, but I think throughout the waterfront facilities where fishermen can actually wash their hands or get some water would be good. And then it comes to me to the, I don't see any highlights in your presentation on where can I do refill my water bottle. And I think as we have about 2 million plastic bottles a day used for water going to waste,maybe it would be good that everywhere on our waterfronts we have water bottle refill facilities as a standard every so many 100 meters, 200, 300 meters, at least 200, every 200 meters I would say, a facility for people to get water. And I don't see them in your presentation. The lights, they look nice, but I wonder about the glare into people's eyes because the lights basically shine everywhere.But they're not directional. And for me, when I'm on the waterfront, I want to see the sea. I don't want to have lights that might hit me in the eye. So I tend to prefer on waterfront something that actually makes the light directional in terms of where you walk rather than something that is decorative as this. So that's a personal preference, but I'm sure that other people may have issues with that. And then Ken's argument on...Where is the shade as people are going to walk here and cycle here? The type of trees that I see planted here, I'm not a tree expert, Ken is. But Ken can tell me whether these trees are likely to grow a crown big enough to provide adequate shading over the ground, or these are typical trees that remain very skinny. And they appear to me as trees that remain quite skinny, but maybe that Ken is the expert.
Thank you, Paul. For the landing steps, I think the adding of lights, you know, I think that's workable, you know, workable because like for LED, they can be very subtle, you know, waterproof, we can take that up. For the refilling of the water bottle, perhaps we can consider at phase two, and perhaps we can also bring this to the Harbourfront Commission, you know, as a suggestion for all the other Harbourfront areas. I think this is a good suggestion. For the lighting, obviously pros and cons, you know, some people, you know, think that, you know, being a bit dark, they feel unsafe. And for the skinny tree, because they are not newly planted, they are there already, right? So unless we replace them or take that away, it might be difficult. But obviously, you know, after the completion of the cycling track, we will be able to look at all these more comprehensively and obviously feedback from Ken and members on how to further beautify and provide, you know, shading with trees, with natural shading would be taken up. All right, good. Any other comments on this matters arising on the Tsuen Wan waterfront? Okay. If not, then let us keep on the good work. Thanks a lot, and we'll continue to progress, and we'll update members about, you know, the progress of phase two. Okay, thank you.